Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to pass. Blitz coming. Allen gets rid of it. Complete to Shakir. Trying to get for the first down. Shakes two tacklers. And he's got the first down out to the 40. Oh, Khalil Shakir goes shake and bake and leaves two defenders in the dust. Back to pass, has time, fires, and it's complete for a touchdown in the end zone to Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox with a 19-yard touchdown reception, and the Bills are an extra point away from tying it up here early. Fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws to Davis, down to the 10, the 5, dives for the pylon, and he's in. A 17-yard catch and run for Ray Davis. His first touchdown of the season, and the Bills are back in the game. Penix back to pass, looking for London, and he's wrapped up and thrown down for a sack by Ed Oliver. Ride him, Cowboy!
Well, at least there were some highlights. You hear him right there. Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Not enough of that, though, for the Bills. Last night in Atlanta, an early Monday Night Football game, an hour earlier than normal. Because of the other game that was going on as well. Bills drop their second straight game. This one to the Atlanta Falcons, 24-14, the final score in Atlanta. Sal Capaccio with you here on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in. We are on a Buffalo football Monday on a Tuesday, if that makes sense to you. We're going to kind of do all the Monday stuff on a Tuesday here today. So that means streaming right now, live. On YouTube, are we on the Twitch too? Oh, and are we on the Twitch? Okay, good. I'm not, I don't check the Twitch. I check the YouTube. I see the bullpen there. So, howdy bullpen, what's up? That's the people coming in the chat box. Check us out, WGR550 on YouTube. You can chat in there with us live as we're talking. You can talk with each other. So, thank you very much. Hello, everybody who's in there today. And as it always works, I can see it sometimes when I check in, but I'm going to let you kind of talk there because I got to talk about the game and I got to take phone calls. And that's what this show is about after a game, whether it's a Tuesday, a Monday night game, a Sunday night game, a Thursday night game, a Sunday afternoon game, a Saturday night game, whatever it is these days. We come on the radio the next morning. We talk about the game. And, oh, sorry. Look at that. That is a terrible move by me. By the way, I've been getting way more no caller ID calls than anything. It was a no caller ID. Should have showed it on there. And I have a story I really want to tell about that, but I kind of don't want to tell it about like spams and prank calls and things like that and no caller ID, but I'm not going to get into it right now, but that could be another one of those. Anyway, sorry about that. All right, so 803-0550. Somebody's calling. 803-0550. That is my cell phone, but 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. And when you do that, no, I did not drop an S-bomb, Michael. I did not say anything. I just said that I had, I don't know what you heard. Anyway, give me a call and tell me what you think. Let me reset what I was about to say a minute ago. That when you call a Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever show after a game, you're going to be emotional, winning or losing, but especially losing. And I'm here to take that for you. I'm here to listen to you, to talk back and give you feedback. We do that here. Okay. I always say it though. Let's try to keep it in a good space where we're not just going crazy and it's not worth it. There comes a point where if you get too emotional and too irrational, then it becomes kind of just lost in the noise of what we're trying to actually accomplish here, which is talk about the football team in an intelligent way, right? That's what we try to do. But I give you that space today, and I'm going to give you that space. Normally, I am off on a Tuesday because the Bills play on a Sunday, and their day is off on a Tuesday. But not today, because I'm here for you at 803-0550. So give me a call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday. Brought to you by and presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We have a lot to get to today, including our injury report, our extra point from the sidelines, our sit-up, our stand-down, our hey buddy, all that on the table today, normally on a Monday, but today on a Tuesday. I'll set up the rest of the week for you later, but we really need to talk about what happened yesterday. The Bills lose 24-14, and it was a disastrous first half for the defense, and not a good first half for the offense. It was a really good second half for the defense, disastrous second half for the offense. You add it up, the Bills drop to 4-2, drop out of first place in the division, drop out of the top four in the standings and seedings in the AFC. They're now the number five seed. Lots of football to be played, but those are the consequences of playing the way they've played the last couple weeks. Folks, this game started. It started the very first. I mean, we can go before that with injuries. I'll get to that. But this game, the very first play was a tone setter for the game, which is a turnover by the Bills defense, but called back because of offsides. I'm telling you, the first play of the game was huge. Huge. If the Bills get the turnover on the first play of the game and they have the ball at midfield, they probably score on the first drive, I think. I mean, they already did. And they're in the lead. They're not trailing 7-0. And now it totally changes the tenor of the game, the stadium, everything. But why did it get called back? Because they were offsides, lining up properly by Greg Rousseau. Lining up properly by Ed Oliver later in the game that would have brought up a second down and 13, 14, 15, something like that. But instead, it's first and five because of an offsides. And then the Falcons run Bijan Robinson 81 yards for a touchdown when they would have been in a totally different situation on long yardage. These are basic things in football the Bills are not getting right now. These are basic fundamentals that this coach, this coaching staff, this organization has preached for years. And if you think that, well, that must be coaching, hey, that's fine. You want to go there. Do you think they don't work on it? Even last night after the game, Sean McDermott in the postgame presser. These are things they talk about. These are things they go over. They rep in practice. They're cognizant of it. Don't go offside. Don't line up offside. That happens. These are little details. Details matter in the league. In a league that has such margin for error, such small margin for error because the teams are all professionals. They all get paid. They all have talent. You can't allow those little details to beat you. And the Bills have allowed the little details to beat them each of the last 2 weeks. And it starts with penalties and then turnovers. And of course, two turnovers in this one, both by Josh Allen, forcing one ball, it seemed like, and then the other one late in the game, kind of in garbage time. And again, I could say force it, but two turnovers. They've lost the turnover battle two weeks in a row after not losing it for 26 straight games. That was going to change at some point. But they are not, right now, good enough to overcome that. And that's disappointing and depressing. Man, they should be good enough. They haven't been good enough. The defense was abysmal in the first half. It gave up 335 yards in the first half. Holy cow. For anybody who wants to shout about the defense, the first half was your day. It was your night to tell everybody how you are so right about how terrible this defense is. 335 yards allowed in the first half alone. Bijan Robinson just getting off. Drake London going nuts, right? Offense was okay, pretty pedestrian, only 7 points. You need more out of them. Second half, holy cow. For all of that you want to say about the defense in the first half, and that counts, first half counts, they were terrific in the second half. The defense was great in the second half. The Atlanta Falcons, second half drives to start the half. 5 plays, 8 yards and punt. 8 plays, 25 yards, blocked field goal. 3 plays, 8 yards and punt. They had 41 yards of offense in the first 3 drives leading into the final drive. You know what that led to? The Bills getting the ball, down 1 score, 3 different times. 3 different times. An offense led by Josh Allen, the league MVP, Superman, best in the league, arguably, whatever. An offense that has Josh Allen had the ball 3 different times in the second half, down 1 score, and mustered 0 points. After the first drive when they scored, I'm talking about, because then they were down 1 score. Not only 0 points, 24 yards, 5 yards, 0 yards, 8 plays, 3 plays, 3 plays, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 plays, 29 yards. In 3 drives, having the ball with a chance to tie it, 1 score needed. That's it. Joe Brady runs a Elijah Moore jet sweep on 3rd and short. Now, Eric Wood brings up the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Point, and he wasn't defending it. I just want to bring up the point and say, if you say, why would you do it? I guess the thinking would be, hey, if you line up in tush push, lots of defenders go in the middle, they try to stop it, and then you give it to Elijah Moore on the outside and he can break one. Totally get it. I don't care. I need Josh Allen or James Cook to handle the ball in that situation. I need either Josh Allen to go forward twice or James Cook to go forward twice or one of each. They were running the ball well. They had just had a 73-yard drive. A couple drives before that, I guess I'd say. Running the ball with James Cook. Same as last week. It was the same play, basically. But this time, last week was Dawson Knox. He fumbles. This week, Elijah Moore, he fumbles. And what really hurt is, here's the details again. Here's the details. Even if that gets stopped for no gain, you can go for it. But if you fumble and go back 4 yards, that's when you punt. And that's what happened. Josh Palmer leaving this game was huge for the Bills. Huge. The Bills had a great matchup with Josh Palmer they loved, and they went to him early, 45 yards. They went to him again, 15 yards. He gets hurt on that play. At 60 yards before halftime, he gets hurt. He was a big part of the game plan, and when he got hurt, the Bills had no answers at wide receiver. Keon Coleman did not step up and play bigger than he is or needs to be in a couple situations. They could not find an answer to get the ball out in short, just pitch and catch situations like the Falcons did with Drake London all night, it seemed like, at least in the first half. I mean, Drake London was just like kind of, you know what he did? He did the whole thing in the, do you ever play when you're in the street? Go to the fire hydrant and turn around. Like, that's Drake London last night. Go to the fire hydrant and turn around. I'm just going to throw it to you. Nobody's there. Right? The Bills didn't have that. They don't have, I don't know. It's not just throwing deep. Like, people want to do that. It's all of it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is on offense right now. They do not have the separators at wide receiver. But look, I will say, when you have Dalton Kincaid out, and you know that, and then you have Curtis Samuel out, and then you lose Josh Palmer, there are only so many options you have. No, most teams can't go 4 or 5 deep and stay like, oh yeah, we're going to be fine. As much as you want, everybody eats. You just can't do that. When you're throwing deep to Tyrell Shavers late in the game, that tells you where you are on your roster. All right, let's get to the phone lines. 803-0550. I've let you load them up enough. I really appreciate that. Let's start it here. Let me see where we are going to go. And let's go to Nate, who's going to start us off. Hi, Nate. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Hey, I'd like to preface first by saying all the injuries that we had in this game really hindered us offensively, and then all the injuries that we had defensively. But the defense, I thought in the second half, played great. I think the defense, especially the pass rush over the last few weeks, has looked really well in certain spots. But the offense, even with the injuries that we have on offense, I'm not saying Joe Brady should get fired or anything like that, but, you know, he's definitely on the hot seat if this all continues, because I feel like you brought up in the earlier show about passes to running backs. We didn't see mm-hmm. any of that mm-hmm. in this game. There definitely could have been more, especially getting James Cook involved. It feels like we went out there in the second half, had a great drive. The offensive line was feeling it. James Cook was feeling it. And then we go away from it. And not to bring up pass games, but even in the game against Kansas City in the playoffs, we had a beautiful drive where we were running the football, and it seems like that's our identity. That's where how this team was built, was to be a running team, especially getting Cook involved. And then for whatever reason, they just go away from it. And I just, like, it seems like Brady has these weird tendencies, whether it would be personnel or he gets into certain plays. I'm not going to criticize him because he knows a lot more about the game than I do, but just from what I see, even with the injuries last night, we still had guys out there that we could have made plays and not gone 3 and out and had a better chance to win the game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nate. Appreciate your call. 803-0550. We are on the YouTube stream at Sal's. I'm sorry. That's my YouTube. At WGR550. So many different platforms. Got to keep them all straight. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's go to Dennis. I think you're talking there. Let's go to Dennis in Buffalo. Dennis, you got me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, buddy.
I just want to bring up a point. With all the other stuff that's going on, receivers, the defense playing one half, we still have a fundamental problem with the head coach who's mismanaging not only time but timeouts at end of half and games. I mean, last night we get the ball back with, I don't remember the exact numbers, but probably a minute, a little over a minute left.
You're talking the end of the game or the half, just so I know?
The end of the game.
Okay, got you.
He makes a great scramble. We get down to the 30. It's probably either about a minute or maybe a little less. I don't remember the exact numbers again. But why wouldn't you kick your field goal there?
Yeah.
Because either way, you got to get an onside kick. Get the points. Now, if you have a successful onside kick, you have the ball at the 50-yard line, you have potential three Hail Mary plays, pass interference potential, whatever. And he just, they took themselves right out of that potential scenario by just trying to pound the ball into the end zone.
Yeah, well, they didn't try to pound it. I hear you, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I think there's a point about here that and we've talked with Sean about this before. There's a point on the clock where they feel that they have to either kick the field goal or they still have time to go for the touchdown. They had 51 seconds still left. So I think their thinking was, and you don't have to agree with this, Dennis, I'll just give you the insight into what they're thinking, because this happened in the Rams game last year. Remember the Rams game, right? And Sean had addressed this, and what they do is they do have the math. They do it, they think about it, and there's a certain point where they say, okay, let's stop going for the touchdown and we can kick a field goal here. I think they felt with 57 seconds at the Atlanta 25, they still had time to get a touchdown, because if they get it, let's just say, I don't know what their time would be, maybe 40 seconds. Hey, once we get under 40, now we need to kick the field goal. Does that make sense? You don't have to agree with that math, but that's how they've done it with their analytics, basically, is that there's a certain point. There wasn't 20 seconds left, there was a minute. So I understand that. Now I understand your point too. Like, I do think it's kind of a moving target on where you are and how much time is left there.
But then also, if they kick the field goal, that gives them more time to get the potential touchdown.
It does, but it's also, but
either,
either way,
you have to get the onside kick, right?
That's exactly right. But I understand that. If you kick the field goal, it gives them more time. But what they're thinking is, and again, I'm not defending, I'm just telling you how they view it. If they get the touchdown before, let's say, 45 seconds, there's plenty of time to get in field goal range, too, with an onside kick. So my question would be, and we don't know this right now, how many seconds would have to be on the clock for Sean to say, let's just kick the field goal instead? You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that. I understand their analytics, but then they have a fundamental problem with who's ever coming up.
No, that's just because you think it's a fundamental problem because you don't agree with their math. That's all. But they do it with their math.
No, I understand that, but their math hasn't worked for several years now, because there's many scenarios where they've mismanaged that time and or timeouts at both the end of a half or the end of a game.
Okay.
I mean, just those two scenarios is my point.
Yeah, I know. They've also won a lot of close games. We've gone through this before, but that's okay. I get it. I know. You always remember the ones that they don't do right. You're not wrong. I get it. Somebody said it last night to me. They should have kicked the field goal, and they probably could have, and they should have maybe. But I think there's a time, like, it's like, well, if there's under 40 seconds left, you go for the touchdown. They don't always mismanage the clock, folks. I know it's something people say because that's what they love to say. They've also won some close games, and they managed the clock fine against Miami, and they managed the clock fine against New Orleans. So, I don't know. Let's go to Gabe in Amherst. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, Sal. First time long.
Yep. Go ahead, buddy.
Yep. So, basically, I agree with your point about the lack of attention to detail, and I just think it comes down to the fact that we just don't have the talent on either side of the ball, especially when it comes to wide receiver and just our defense in general. Kind of with the spotlight on Brandon Bean, I know McDermott gets a lot of heat when it comes to how games get played out, but just currently how the roster's put together, it's, we don't have any talent on either side of the ball. We have our top guy last night who got hurt. Is realistically, he's like a low-end wide receiver 2, high-end wide receiver 3. And I just don't think that's what's going to get it done if we want to win the Super Bowl.
I hear you, and I think it's a big point from a lot of people today. It's been a point on this radio station. We know that, right? The GM came on here and defended the wide receiver group. They signed Elijah Moore like an hour after he came on here. And, they feel that they have a good floor for the wide receivers. But admittedly, like you take a look at, like, they're not paying a number one wide receiver. They've gone away from that model. That's the model they want. And I agree with you. You don't have enough. But look, I mean, again, when you're missing, if you go with that model and you're missing three guys, it doesn't matter. Or if you go with a high end, if you're missing three guys, it's going to be tough. Either way, totally feel you on that. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Good start to the show. Take more of your phone calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.